Zarqawi's death is being widely hailed both in Pakistan and Afghanistan as a major victory in the U.S.-led war against terror. But a written statement released Thursday purportedly from the leader of the Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan, Mullah Muhammad Omar, said Zarqawi's death would not weaken the fight against so-called crusader forces. The Taliban is closely allied with al-Qaeda. American, Afghan, and Pakistani forces have been hunting al-Qaeda chief Osama bin Laden and his associates, including Mullah Omar, throughout the region for nearly 5 years. Military analyst and retired Pakistani general Talat Masood says that, if anything, the news from Iraq will make it harder to find the militant leaders.
It will not affect the operational aspects of al-Qaeda in this part of the world, but they will become more suspicious and more careful.
He says bin Laden and his associates are already taking extraordinary measures to avoid detection. The Saudi-born militant reportedly avoids using satellite phones and computers, communicating almost exclusively through hand-delivered notes. The hunt for bin Laden has focused primarily on the remote tribal regions on the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan. The United States has some 23,000 troops in Afghanistan, most involved in the hunt for al-Qaeda and for Taliban insurgents. On this side of the border, Pakistan has more than 80,000 soldiers in the tribal regions to capture anyone fleeing the U.S.-led operations. Pakistani military officials say they have captured more than 700 al-Qaeda suspects, including several close aides to bin Laden. But bin Laden himself remains out of reach. And unlike Zarqawi, who reportedly sought publicity, the world's most wanted terrorist is keeping a very low profile. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.